My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, citizens of Christ's heavenly kingdom, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to break free. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. For 12 million immigrants, they sailed past the words of that poem, which are printed under the Statue of Liberty, and they arrived at that golden door that that poem was referring to, that golden door that we call Ellis Island. And as they sailed past, they had one goal. Their goal was to make this country their home. Their goal was to become a citizen of this country. Their goal was to belong here. But many of those immigrants did not hop on that boat to cross the sea at spur of the moment. The majority of them made plans before they left. They took care of the affairs that they had back home. And having made those plans and making those preparations, then they got on the boat and then they came over to the land, to this land. They lived in anticipation of their hope. They lived in anticipation of their future citizenship in a new land. They envisioned what could be, and they acted in accord with that. In one way, we are very much like those immigrants who hopped on that boat and started going to a new land. We have our eyes fixed on a new land, a new home, a land flowing with milk and honey. But there is also a big difference between those immigrants and us. We are already citizens of that land. That is already our home. We already belong there, even though we haven't seen it with our own eyes yet. We belong to Christ. And because we belong to Christ, we find ourselves on our journey to that land. And like those immigrants of old, we have that encouragement to live in anticipation of what Christ has already given us. And so as Paul writes to the Philippians today, he urges you to reflect on being that citizen of God's heavenly kingdom. And so he urges you, live as a citizen. Live as that citizen as you continue to press on to the goal, and live as that citizen as you continue to pursue godly examples who are going to the same place you are. Now, each week, during cross-country practice, I see a group of kids and they gather out here and then they start running. I don't understand it, but they start running and they run past my house. And they go down the street and they run a couple miles. And then they come back. And then the next time they have practice, they gather up here and they start running again and they run past my house and they come back. And there's a reason for it. They have a race coming up. They have to prepare themselves for their race. They have to be ready to not just run past my house, but to run through a course so that they can win. And then they go to their race, and right after the race is over, what do? I see a bunch of kids huddled over here, and they run past my house one more time. And why is that? The thing about running, and the thing about that cross-country team, is there's never a point where they can sit there and rest on their laurels. They can never sit there and say, I have run a race, I have gotten a personal record, I have done the best I've ever done, and I don't have to improve next time. No, the reason they practice is so that they can get better, so they can build up their stamina, so they can keep going, because there's another race that comes. And it doesn't matter how well they did in the race before. They have a new race that they have to compete in. They have a new race that they have to prepare for, and that means they have to run past my house one more time as they go run a couple miles. As citizens of heaven, you are urged to take every opportunity to pursue the goal that Christ has laid out for you. You have every opportunity to pursue that citizenship that you have already been given and which Christ has already guaranteed for you. And just like a runner, you don't have the option of living in the past as you pursue that goal. Each day you wake up and each day is a new day. And so today is a new day to live as that citizen of heaven. Today is a new day to forgive those who have sinned against you. Today is a new day to show mercy to people who probably don't deserve that mercy. Today is a new day to live in God's grace. Today is a new day to show kindness and gentleness to the people around you. Today is a new day to pursue godly living. Today is a new day to demonstrate in your life what it means that you are a citizen of God's kingdom. But sometimes we sit there and we get up in the morning and we want to think like Pastor thinks, where we sit there and say, why should I run today? I don't need to run 2 more miles past Pastor's house. And we do the same thing as today opens up with a new day as citizens of God's kingdom. Sometimes we like to look in the past. And sometimes we like to look and see how we followed after Christ yesterday and the day before. And so looking in the past, sometimes we make a highlights reel of what we've done and how we've lived as a citizen. And so we might look at that highlights reel and say, oh, yesterday I forgave that person I really didn't want to forgive. And the day before I was kind and gentle with people who I shouldn't have been kind and gentle with. And the day before I did that. And the day before, did you see the fruit that I have? And we like to pause and look at all those highlights of our sanctified living. The only problem is, when you look at a highlights reel, that's all you get. You get the bright points. What you miss out is everything that comes in between that highlight reel. And when you start to look at what happens in those gaps between the highlights, suddenly it's not looking as good. Because you start looking in the past and you see that highlight. Oh, look, yesterday I forgave the person that really was mean to me, but the day before I got revenge. Look, there's a place where I was kind and gentle, but if you look just after that, my kindness and my gentleness wavered away. Oh, look, there was the time that I helped that person, but if you look in the shadow of helping that person, there's the 10 people that I turned my back to and refused to even acknowledge that they existed. When you look back in the past, it is very easy to see those highlights, very easy to see the ways that you followed after Christ, but it's also easy to see the shadows that your sins have left. It's not just a highlight reel of godly living. There are also times in that reel that you see your sin, and you see your guilt, and you see your shame. You see the times that you failed at that godly living. And that's why the Apostle Paul urges you today, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You see, if all you do is look to the past, and all you do is rely on the past, and all you do is focus on that highlight reel of the past, what you're going to discover is a highlight reel that is also tainted by sin and guilt and shame. And you see a past that suddenly you're not that comfortable relying on. But Paul says, set that past aside. And you can set that past aside. Forget what is behind you. Why? Because you're that citizen of heaven. And as a citizen of heaven, you stand in the forgiveness of Christ. And because Jesus has grasped hold of you, and Jesus has taken you and made you a citizen of his kingdom, then you can forget about that past that's been tainted by shame and guilt and sin, because that's been removed. And that refreshes you today to live once again as a child of God. It refreshes you to today again live as that citizen of Christ's kingdom, which means it's not too late. It's not too late to once again live as a child of God. It's not too late to let the mercy of Christ rule in our hearts. It's not too late to forgive those who have sinned against us. It's not too late to put our faith into action. Rather, each day we stand restored by Christ. Each day we grasp on to him who has already grasped on to us and given us our citizenship. And each day we continue to live in anticipation of that home that God says already belongs to us because we already belong to Christ. Now, if you're in genealogy, you can go to that Ellis Island, you can look through all of the ledgers that have registered everyone that passed through those gates. And you might sit there and look through those names, and in one year you'll see just one person coming by themselves. Sometimes it's two people that are coming as a group. And then you pause and you go through a couple more years, and then suddenly you see this big group of people that have the same names, the relatives. And what do you see happening? You have one or two people that have gone ahead of everyone else. They've gone to prepare a home. They've gone to prepare a roof over everyone's head. And once they have settled, once they have found that home, once they are safely there, then everyone else follows their example and prepares their stuff and crosses to arrive at the new home that has been prepared for them. One person opens the way, and everyone else follows their example. As we live as citizens of heaven, Paul urges us to look to him and to look at other godly examples just like him. And he says, join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. Scripture refers to this group of people, these examples, these models, as that great cloud of witnesses that surround us. And as we think of the great cloud of witnesses that surround us, it's very easy to think about the big guys. You think about Abraham or David or one of the prophets, Isaiah or Jeremiah, these heroes of faith who through their words and through their lives serve as an example for us. But I have to be honest, oftentimes when we think about those heroes of faith, when we think about that cloud of witnesses that surround us, those aren't the people that come to mind first. The people that come to mind have different names. They're called mom, or dad, or grandma, or grandpa. Maybe it's a teacher you had. Maybe it's an aunt or an uncle. Maybe it's a pastor you had, or a friend that you've walked through life with, or maybe it's one of your fellow members here at Our Savior. And when you think of this great cloud of witnesses, it's their name that pops into mind. Because these are people who day by day fixed their eyes on Jesus as they quietly lived their faith in their quiet way throughout their life. These are people who daily, day by day, showed what it is to live in the forgiveness of Christ as they forgave the people around you. These are the people who demonstrated what it is to keep your eyes fixed on heaven as you go through the trials and the troubles of the world that you find yourself going through as well. These are the people that you can sit there and say, that's what it looks like to show mercy to people who probably don't deserve that mercy. This is what it looks like to continue to exercise that patience and that kindness and that love in times where you're amazed that they can even do that. These are the people that you sit there and say, this is what it means to bear the fruit of faith. This is what it means to walk with my eyes fixed on heaven. This is what it means to live in righteousness. And Paul points you in their direction. He says, follow their examples. Model your life after their lives, because the other option doesn't look nearly as appealing. Paul says, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. And these are people who may have no idea who Christ is at all. Or they may be people who at one time followed after Christ and lived as that citizen of his kingdom, but over time they allowed their eyes to shift away from their eternal home and shift to their life here on earth. And so instead of making their priority the home they have in heaven, they made their priority their wealth, or they made their priority their health, or they made their priority their work, or they made their priority their family, or they made their priority their hobby, or they made their priority any of a million things that seemed more pressing in this moment in this world. And so they took their eyes off their citizenship in heaven. And they stopped bearing the fruit of faith. And they focused only on what they wanted to focus on in the moment. And Paul says, their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach. And in their glory is their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. And it's a striking contrast, isn't it? Between the two examples that we can follow, the two models that are out there for us. The Apostle Paul understands what's at stake as he urges you to follow him and those who live godly lives like him. Because as we walk as citizens of heaven in this earth, we want, and maybe want is the wrong word, we need those models, and we need those examples who have gone before us. We need the encouragement that they can offer as they walk through their life of faith and show us what it is to live as God's righteous children. We need the opportunities to see how their faith shines in those trials and in those troubles and those tribulations. We need those examples because we are like them. We have our eyes set on the same place. We have the same trials that they have. We have the same struggles that they have. We have the same faith that they have, and we have the same Savior that they have. And we need that opportunity to see how that faith plays out in life so that as we go through our lives, we can continue to bear those fruits of faith. We can continue to live as those strangers in this world with our eyes on our citizenship in heaven. And they go out day after day to receive the same prize that you are waiting for. And so together, you and they eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. And we go back. We're those immigrants. We are those ones that are traveling from this land to a distant land, a land that is already ours, even though we haven't seen it with our eyes. A land where we are already citizens, even though we don't fully realize what that citizenship means. And not only do we have our eyes fixed on that distant land, but we have a Savior that is coming back for us to take us to be with him. We have a Savior that is coming back to us who will wash away our sins, just as he has promised, and remove our guilt. We have a Savior who, when he comes back for us, will make our bodies to be like his glorious body, holy and blameless and righteous. And because Christ has made us citizens, and Christ will make us to be like him, we continue to press on towards that goal. Because we know that is the home that we have waiting out for us. And we continue to seek out those godly examples so that we can learn what it is to carry our faith in our lives, and then, God willing, so that we can be the example to those who follow after us as well. Amen.